Here's the possibility of adding LGBT protections to the state's Civil Rights Act is dead.
Look who knows so much, huh? Well, it just so happens that your friend here is only mostly dead. There's a big difference between mostly dead and all dead.
Rick Pluta is my co-host of It's Just Politics. And also, full disclosure here, a big old fan of the Princess Bride. Hi, Rick.
Hi, bravo. Well done, Miracle Max.
So yesterday we talked about this on Stateside. There was this House committee hearing on adding LGBT rights to the state's Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act. What happened in the past 24 hours that's making things appear like this is not actually going to happen in lame duck?
Well, it stalled yesterday in the House Commerce Committee. There weren't enough votes for either of the versions of the bill that were up before the committee. And Jace Bolger, the State House Speaker, said the more inclusive version, the one that protected people based on gender identity, that would also offer protection not just to lesbian, gay, and bisexuals, but also transgender people, as well as people discriminated against due to what sometimes called gender perception, men who are maybe effeminate, women perceived as masculine. Well, Jace Bolger said that language was a non-starter, and so when the slimmer version stalled in committee, that the LGBT advocate said that the T for transgender has to be part of it, Jace Bolger pulled the plug.
Right, and then what?
Well, if you will forgive the mixed metaphor, after he pulled the plug, Jace Bolger turned up the heat this morning. The State House Judiciary Committee approved a Michigan version of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, a Bolger-sponsored bill that he said should move in tandem with adding LGBT rights to Elliot Larson. Critics say that this legislation actually would give cover to people who want to discriminate based on their religious beliefs.
Okay, so what's behind this? I mean, what are the politics? Why is Bolger doing this?
Well, originally, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act was supposed to temper some of the effects of amending the civil rights law, give conservatives more of a reason to support the entire package. But as I said, you know, critics say that you know, the RFRA, as it's called, is actually a religious license to discriminate. But putting this bill to the House floor, this is classic Jace Bolger.
Right.
He leaves no lever unreached when he wants to get stuff done. And this is, after all, lame duck when magical things can happen.
Of course, 2 years ago when Michigan became a right-to-work state.
Right. Something that was largely maneuvered by Jace Bolger. And so now as Bolger tries to negotiate with Democrats, progressives on support for, well, road funding, that's the big issue in the lame duck session.
Of course.
In all likelihood, he will need to get Democrats to put up votes for a tax increase, that is, so more Republicans don't have to, or at least a tax shift, which potentially could mean less money for schools. Tough votes. We're seeing new things now being put on the table, the religious freedom bill, that ending unlimited medical benefits in the auto no-fault insurance law, the electoral college overhaul.
Right, all things that would just make Democrats cringe, right? And so maybe then as a sweetener, Bolger puts Elliot Larson up for a vote.
Exactly. I mean, maybe. The odds are certainly largely against it.
Sure.
And the LGBT groups say they are ready, willing, and able to go to the ballot in 2 years for an all-inclusive bill, an initiated law. But because this could still be a negotiating point, as Miracle Max would say, that's why it's still only mostly dead.
Rick Pluta, my co-host of It's Just Politics and Capital Bureau Chief of the Michigan Public Radio Network. Rick, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Zoe.